Good day to you, Audio Boom people. It's Paul Hopkins here, and I'm playing a little bit of catch-up at the moment with Octava, but I'm really intending not to get too far behind, so I'm going to, whatever happens, really try and keep up with at least getting all my days. With music, I love some music so much, and we've been listening to some great things from Octava. Have to say, not least because Claire was playing some of the music that I like, that I enjoyed hers. I've enjoyed Jane Two Ends. I've enjoyed Nick Adamson. I've enjoyed who else has been doing it? I'm trying to think. The Octava.
Oh, there's
Black 73
Cat.
Black 73 Cat.
Dalek Gambler.
I sounded like German then, didn't SM2N. I? Black 73. JN2N. Who else? Sorry?
SM2N.
SM2N, yeah. Daylight Gambler.
Cribbage Icon.
Cribbage Icon, yeah. Oh, who was it? What did he play? He played. I bought something that he. I'm sure it was him.
Oh, right. Cool.
No, one of them, I'm trying to think. Was it the Big R? It might have been. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I'll come back to that later on in the month. Maybe, if I can remember who it was. But I've actually bought something because of someone's recommendation. Because someone... It was someone playing new music. And I thought, whoa, that sounds cool. And I bought it. And
Nick,
I...
Nick Adamson, really?
It wasn't Nick's, but yeah.
The Nick's played.
Yeah. So, loads of good stuff. Oh, he's in... Nick got... And you darling, yeah. No, you
I've
did some...
Well.
You played some lovely stuff. No, I loved yours. So, no, really...
It was yours.
It was mine. Okay, I'm Gangman style. Anyway,
yeah, you own Gangnam Style. No, I had to go and steal it from somewhere, and no money exchange hands.
I don't know if we can hear you from over here, but
okay,
but
one, yeah.
No money exchange hands. Declares. So I'm really enjoying it, everyone. I really am. I love music, as I said, and I'm really passionate about it and stuff. So day two, then, which is what I'm on at the moment, is talking about two pieces of music that were composed by people before. That are older than you or composed by people before you were born or whatever. So these musics aren't necessarily composed by people or, well, they're performed by people that may have, maybe even younger than me. The one certainly isn't. The first one I'm going to show you is by a guy called John, hang on a minute, what's his name? John Flegel? Yeah, John Flegel. And John Flegel's actually died now, but I reckon the guy must have been absolutely obsessed with... Well, he was. If you go to magnatunes.com, magnatunes.com, I think Magnatunes is still going. There's a lot of stuff on there that I wouldn't really be interested in. Lots and lots and lots, though, of Eastern European medieval music sort of performances and stuff with harps and lots of really good stuff. And every so often I go back to it and think, oh, what they're doing these days. And then I kind of, you know, buy into it for a bit and then relinquish my membership and stuff. But John Flegel, let's go check that again. Yeah, John Flegel. He has died now, but as I said, I think he must have been absolutely obsessed with medieval music, which is obviously going to give you a clue. I'm fascinated with medieval music. I'm going to play two things for you. Just because it puts you in a position where you think, what would have the world been like then? You know, and lots of people think of the plague and all the, you know, battles and all the rest of it. But, you know, there was, well, if you think that it started sort of a 1,000 years, so, you know, 1000 BC, up to, you know, more or less sort of, I don't know, Victorian, well, 17th century, maybe it kind of wouldn't have been classed as medieval so much. But that's a lot of time, you know, of an history. And, you know, you just think, oh, yeah, 700 years or 800 years ago or whatever. And you just think it doesn't feel like much to say it, but that's a heck of a lot of time. Lots of people lived and died and the world changed and all kinds of things happened. And obviously it just shows us that the further we go back, we only ever can really have snapshots of what history was like. But just listen to this and absorb yourself. I'll say nothing until the next song, and we'll have John Flegel with Blow Northern Wind.
hand for maybe sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow. Ich hörte Bord in Bauerbricht, dat soll ich sämlis on sich. Mensch full meiden auf mich, fern freit zu fonde. In all this world, fleisch one, Bord of blood and of bone. Never yet in Ustenon, not somewhere in London. Blow, northern wind, send for me, me sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow. Here is Derelworth in die, Grazius, a stoughton guy. Gentle Jolliffe saw the jai, Wolfleach when he walketh. Maiden merriest of Muth, Beast be west, be north and south. Then is Fielan a cruth, that such mirthus marketh. Blow, northern wind, send for me, me sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow. That Leflich is in Lund, he told him as ich understand, how this Hände hath hent in Hund, and Herte that mean ways. And here a knicks may hand so sought, seeking sorrowing and thought, though three may hand in Balle brought, I in the power of pace. Blow, northern wind, send for me, me sweating. Blow, northern wind. Blow, blow, for here love I kark and kal, for here love I droop and dar, for here love me bliss is bar and all I schwax and won. For here love in sleep is lag, for here love wol nicht I wak, for here love morning I make more than any man. Blow, northern wind, send for me, me sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow. Blow, northern wind, send for me, me sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow.
So that was Blow, Northern Wind by John Flegal. Fleagle. Oh, it's gone. Thank goodness for that. And on the on the end of some of those things, you have the Magnitudes thing saying that was or whatever it was. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Whether you like that kind of music or not, I think you would have to agree that was just one phenomenal voice. And then the next one I wanted to share is by a group called Joglarisa. Now, I don't know if they're still together, but I think they are. And I'll tell you more about it in a second. But just while we're sort of on the subject, let's have a listen to this. So you can really sense, like, get an idea that they were kind of, you know, recording in an old chapel somewhere or something, and you can hear them tapping the floor, you know, as they would have done traditionally, you know, to get the beat and everything else. And just very, very well recorded, modern recording, of course, no doubt about that, but I think really captured a sense of what it might have been like if you were sitting listening to this concert, this group of people performing. Anyway, have a listen and I'll tell you more about it in a minute.
Thank you.
So that was Ave Plena, A V E space P L E N A, Magdalena, I think. Hang on, let's have a look. Yeah, Ave Plena, Magdalena, and that was by Joglarisa. Let me see how we're spelling Joglarisa, because I know people want to know. Joglarisa is J. J O G L A R E S A. That's Joglarisa. Yeah, very, very incredible sound to me, anyway. And I just thought you guys might want to hear that. You know, often I'll come in with the lots of groovy music that is you know, modern, contemporary, whatever, but I enjoy this sort of stuff as well. Hopefully I might get to share a little more of this kind of thing with you. I like lots of choral stuff as well, and baroque and all kind of stuff in these areas of music. But anyway, that's from me. Sorry about the, you know, just trying to get some of the spellings right for you, because I think if you wanted to follow up, then obviously if you've got the spellings of things, then that's all good. I'm off then anyway to see if I can find some more of this good stuff. I'm really glad that I sort of thought about it a little bit and sought through my collection so that I could find it for you today. Anyway, I'm VR podcasting, and I have been Paul Hopkins for the last 15 minutes or so. I'll speak to you all soon, and looking forward to the rest of October. Bye for now.